Moving on to Nancy Smith.
Good morning, Chairman Frenner, Chair Tucker, members of the committee. Thank you for this chance to introduce myself and my organization. I am a resident of Monmouth and have been executive director of Grow Smart Maine since 2010. Prior to that, I've been a forester, a farmer, and a legislator. I served on the business committee from 2002 to 2010, three terms as house chair, and on ag conservation and forestry for two terms. Grow Smart Maine is a statewide nonprofit, and since 2003, our mission has been building lasting prosperity without sacrificing the quality of life that defines Maine. We support communities in managing change through advocacy, events, and community engagement. Also, in 2019, we earned the designation as Maine's Rural Development Council through the USDA Office of Rural Development. This session, there are many proposals to consider, and we're focusing on housing choices, transportation, equity, and broadband. Of particular relevance to this committee, I'll likely be speaking to you regarding land use regulation and climate action. With the time I have this morning, I also want to talk with you about some other priorities outside of this committee that you'll be seeing in the bodies where you serve that also relate to the intersection of the environment with community and economy. First off, our priority of extending the sunset on the historic preservation tax credit. The reuse of existing buildings is about the greenest construction process you can have, particularly when you compare it with demolition and new construction. Secondly, we're working with Senator Vitelli on a bill addressing barriers to housing choices, defining local, regional, statewide regulatory barriers and how to address them. And finally, through the Broadband Coalition, which is 1,600 strong, and I serve on the Advisory Committee and the Policy Committee, we're working with your own Senator Bennett on a bill for a $100 million bond to support broadband infrastructure. I hope you'll join the Broadband Coalition, look at speed testing, and take part in the Broadband Legislative Caucus. I've sent an email to your committee clerk with details and links to all this, and again, thank you for the work you do and for the opportunity to talk with you all this morning.
Thank you so much, Ms. Smith.